This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I hope you're not at a place in your life where there's something that God wants you to do where you said, I will die before I will do that. Because the Lord may hold you to your word. He may hold you to your commitment. So your Nineveh could be a situation. It could be a reconciliation of a relationship. It could be any number of things. And you have said, I have said, I'm not going to Nineveh. I don't want to go to Nineveh. I refuse to go to Nineveh. Everybody has a Nineveh. That's what I want you to ask yourself the question, what's my Nineveh? What is the thing that God is prompting me to do, but I refuse to do it? Here's one of the most interesting side notes. The captain of the ship, when the ship's on the sea and it's churning and they're throwing the cargo overboard to lighten the ship, Jonah's asleep down in the hold of the ship. And you may remember in chapter 1, the captain goes down and wakes him up and says, dude, why don't you pray to your God? Why don't you call upon your God? Maybe your God can do something. And isn't it interesting that a non-believer, somebody who didn't believe in the true God, tells a believer, call on your God? Has the Lord ever used a non-believer in your life? Yeah. God's used non-believers in my life to convict me. And I'll admit it. I remember a minister friend of mine who's told me that a non-believer confronted him and said, I thought you were the guy that believed in prayer. I thought you were the guy that believed in the Lord. I thought you were the guy that believed in the power of God and you believed in the Bible when he was struggling with his faith. And a non-believer challenged his faith. I believe that can happen, just like the captain came to Jonah. Wake up and start praying to your God. We're all going to die, but maybe your God can do something. Well, let's look at the first verse that we brought up, verse 8 of chapter 2. Those who cling to worthless idols turn away from God's love for them. Isn't it interesting? He got this message inside the belly of the fish, and people might say, well, that's kind of stretching reality, isn't it? No, it's not. Let me tell you why. I've known people in my lifetime who were in a situation where they thought they were dying. I know a man who thought he was having a heart attack, and he said, Randy, you won't believe what flooded my mind. It was like just one incident after another, people I refused to forgive, things I had done in my past. And he said, it all happened so quickly. It wasn't a 30-minute sitcom or a TV show. It was a matter of seconds. But the Lord brought all kinds of impressions to his mind in the crisis. I believe it's possible that the Lord gave him that message while he's in the belly of the whale. Those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the love and the grace that could be coming to them. An idol is anything in your life or my life that takes the place of the living God. Someone said it best, we don't have idols in the United States of America in 2014. We just practice idolatry. I love that. We don't have stone gods that we bow down and worship to necessarily, although somebody told me second service, there's somebody in their office that has two idols right on their desk that they pray to. So I guess people do that in Dayton, Ohio in 2014. But most of us just practice idolatry. An idol is anything in your life that takes the place of the living God. And all I'm telling you is what Jonah's word from the Lord was, you cling to a worthless idol, it blocks the grace of God in your life. It blocks the love of God, because you know why? When God looks at you, all he sees is your idol. When you have an idol in your life, that's what God sees when he looks at you and he looks at me.
Well, the series is called When God Pursues, the message When God Speaks in the Darkness continues tomorrow from the book of Jonah. Our website is crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.